This is Ted Kennedy. Today is the day the Democratic Convention hears from the next president of the United States. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the long, difficult primary season ends tonight. Governor Bill Clinton gives his acceptance speech as Democratic nominee for the president of the United States. Pay close attention to the speech, Al. You'll hear a candidate who understands the issues and has the vision America needs to get us back on the right track in the years ahead. You'll also hear a candidate with new ideas and the ability to lead us there. People want a president who can work with Congress, Al. The past 4 years of inept economic leadership, divided government, and government by veto has been a disaster for the country. Harry Truman ran against a do-nothing Republican Congress in 1948 and came from behind to win the election. Bill Clinton is running against a do-nothing Republican administration, Al, and he'll win the White House in 1992.
Ted, history doesn't always repeat itself, but you often do. I wonder if Clinton will also mention the $150 billion tax hike he has in store for America. Not too likely. Ted, so much like you, Clinton has lots of great new ideas for spending money that doesn't exist. But when it comes to new ideas for creating capital and cutting the federal deficit, he comes up bone dry. Ted, Americans should hire on a Congress that can work with President Bush. The current Democrat ship of clowns can't even run a tiny post office, bank, or a restaurant. I really don't think that America wants another of those types in the White House. Whether it is malaise with Carter or malarkey with Clinton, any way you slice it, it adds up to one real nightmare for U.S. taxpayers, one still haunting us. Remember the misery index, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on gullible liberals in Congress caving into scare tactics and again defeating the balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.